Hello, everyone. Brian and Julian here. We're going into the update vault to play one of the many episodes from throughout the many years of this program. For today's episode, we go into the world of 2021, continuing the pandemic era of the program. 2021 was still a weird year. We were still finding out the mysteries about the coronavirus, and we were still out on the road in the middle of a pandemic, no less. But somehow, we find a way to just make the whole thing work. Oh, and one last thing about this episode. After the show aired, one of my former producers, who happened to be listening to the show at the time, called me up and actually invited me out to lunch. How about that?
Good afternoon from Midland Beach again in the Midland Beach section of Staten Island. On the update this Monday, for the first time since the days of Occupy Wall Street, the city is imposing an 11 o'clock curfew as the nation's biggest city, trying to prevent another night of destruction.
With Brandon Julian, reporting tonight on the road.
However, with the protests over the death of George Floyd. And for the first time since the days of Occupy Wall Street in New York City, it posed an 11 o'clock curfew as the nation's biggest city is trying to prevent another night of COVID-19 deaths in the city on the state, I should say, on Saturday, and hospitalizations are still dipping overall. Officials say nearly 2,400 people in the state have been killed by the virus, but that true count is likely higher. The state's report is that city officials are attributing to the virus. Cuomo told us his daily briefing yesterday to discuss the ongoing protests against police brutality. Antonisa's grandchildren proclaimed her the greatest of all time. pandemics. She saw the Depression unfold as a child, volunteered as a nurse's aide during World War II, and watched John F. Kennedy's funeral in a darkened room. But more than anything else, Antony had a passion for learning, teaching, and volunteering at elementary schools, and making sure to place her three daughters would be surrounded by knowledge. Antony's died of the virus back in 2017, at the age of 103. And the governor signed a bill granting death benefits to the families of police officers, public health workers, and other frontline workers that have died of the virus. The governor signed the bill at his daily briefing on Saturday. The bill passed by state lawmakers provides an accidental death benefit that is more substantial than the regular death benefit that public workers' families receive. Dozens of police officers, public health workers, transit workers, and paramedics, they've died of COVID-19 in the months since New York became the epicenter of the pandemic in the United States. There is other news of this Monday to address. Podcast exclusive also on the WPRB Mixcloud channel. Returns to the next
class. In 1987, some inner city first graders were promised a college education. Now, this promise didn't come from a wealthy corporation. It came from Oral Lee Brown, who saved a large portion of her modest income every year for these children.
She told Ms. Brown, you can't do everything I said, no, but we need to do more.
And she did more by sending 19 kids to college, helping others pass it on. From the Foundation for a Better Life at values.com.
Welcome back, everyone. So many other news this Monday. Turning back to George Floyd, workers swept up broken glass after day of protests. Workers boarded up a Chanel store in Soho. The store was one of many in the historic district where people smashed windows and grabbed merchandise overnight. Police Commissioner Derek Shea said that there were hundreds and hundreds of arrests in the area. A 21-year-old man was shot and taken to a hospital. Police have said that his injuries were not life-threatening. Similar protests have flared up around the nation in response to Floyd's death and other recent killings. The fourth day of protests against the police brutality has kept the city on edge yesterday as thousands of people marched peacefully and many protesters and officers tried to keep the peace after days of unrest that have left police cars burned and hundreds of people under arrest. Thousands of people yesterday again marched through multiple neighborhoods, chanting, kneeling in the street, and falling silent from the police station in Times Square. Said that he had no plans to impose a curfew, unlike many other U.S. cities and smaller cities in the state. He said the police showed, quote, tremendous restraint overall, but appointed two senior city officials to review how the protests were handled by the police. As the protests continue to grip the nation, officers, they've doused crowds with pepper spray, struck protesters with batons, steered police cars into rooms, and even shoved demonstrators. Some of the action has been directed against people who've been smashing windows, breaking into stores, and burning cars. But many are finding other instances a little more difficult to understand, like the elderly man knocked over by police as he walked with a cane on a Salt Lake City subway. The protests began after the death of George Floyd and the presence of the Minneapolis police. Now some are questioning whether the tough police tactics against demonstrators are actually making the violence worse. Going to Washington, with cities wounded by days of violent unrest, America is going into a new week with neighborhoods in shambles, urban streets on lockdown, and shaking confidence about when its leaders will find the answers to control the mayhem amid the unrelenting, raw emotion over police killings of black people. All of it smashed into a nation that's already been bludgeoned by a death toll that surged past 100,000 from the coronavirus pandemic and unemployment. summon that sword to levels not seen since the Great Depression. U.S. officials also are seeking to determine what are extremist groups of infiltrated police brutality protests across the country and deliberately tip largely peaceful demonstrations toward violence. Officials are also investigating where foreign adversaries are behind burgeoning a disinformation campaign on social media. Federal law enforcement officials insist that far-left groups are stoking violence, but experts who track extremist groups also report seeing evidence of the far-right at work. Officials have seen a surge of social media accounts with fewer than 200 followers created in the last month that takes a sign of a disinformation. We've learned that Christo, known for massive imperial public arts projects, has died. He was 84 years old. His death was announced on Twitter and the artist's webpage, but no exact cause of death was given. Along with the late wife, Jean Claude, by the massive, ambitious art projects that quickly disappeared soon after they were erected. In 2005, he installed more than 7,500 vinyl gates in New York Central Park and wrapped the Reichstag in Berlin in fabric in a little machine in 1995. The statement said that the artist's next project, La Arc de Triomphe, wrapped in his lecture pair in September in Paris as planned. Going back to George Floyd for a moment, Target, CVS, Apple, and Walmart have all temporarily closed certain locations due to the protests. In some cases, stores were damaged. Minneapolis-based Target closed for short hours at more than 200 today. Six will remain closed for an extended period of time due to damage from the protests. CVS has closed stores in 20 states and the District of Columbia. Apple and Walmart also have closed certain locations, but they would not say exactly how many. Floyd was back in the first time of a white Minneapolis police officer who used his knee to pull his neck down for several minutes. And across the river in Trenton in New Jersey, some victims of childhood sex abuse who are considering suing the Boy Scouts of America must rush to do so or perhaps they face a great risk of losing. Attorneys for the Scouts and victims agreed this month on a November 16 deadline for victims to make a claim or be barred from bringing one later. They previously had over a year longer to make a claim. Rushing to sue before fully confronting the abuse could stress and also undermines the point of legislation in states that extend the statutes of limitations. Or victims could wait longer and sue local councils, which are likely to deflect blame to the national group. Time for us to step aside for a moment. When we return on the update this Monday from Midland Beach in the Midland Beach section, we'll get around, with the MTA Essential Service Plan. We're going to talk some sports and tell you about how a person who's familiar with this plan is telling the AP that MLB players have proposed a 114-game regular season, up from 82 when management's on. We'll talk about what happened on this day in history, and then we'll address the latest national news, including George Floyd's family set to release the results today of their own autopsy and their staff. We'll address that and more when the update brings you an OTR podcast exclusive, also on the WKRB Mixcloud channel, returns in just a moment.
News for New Yorkers who never stop moving. You're listening to The Update with Brandon Julian on 90.3 WKRB.
Hey, Dad, your prescription will be ready in just a minute. Hey, Dad, your laundry will be ready in just a minute. Dad, your lunch will be ready in just a minute.
Hey, honey, why don't you take a minute?
When you help care for a loved one, you give them as much time as you can. But it's just as important to take time for yourself. AARP can help. Find free care guides to support you and your loved one at aarp.org/caregiving. That's aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
From New York, where kids eat for free, this is The Update with Brandon Julian on 90.3 WKRB.
keeping an eye on the roads, the rails, and the skies. It's time for Traffic and Weather Together.
Most lines will be running a frequency of at least every 10 to 30 minutes. Also, the first schedule service on the main Grand Central Shuttle, W, and Z trains. Alternate service, you can use the 7, C, D, J, N, Q, R trains. As a reminder, the subways close every night from 1 a.m. to 5 a.m. for disinfecting and deep cleaning of trains and stations. For alternate service to get around during those hours, visit mta.info/overnight.
Now, with the latest scores and highlights, it's time for the sports update.
Let us talk some sports on this Sunday. And we've learned from a person who's familiar with this discussion from the MLB Association Press that MLB players have proposed a 114-game regular season. That's up from 82 in management's offer. But the players didn't propose taking any additional pay cuts beyond the one that they agreed to back in March. The person spoke to the AP on the condition of not making any official details were announced. On to the players' proposal, the World Series would extend past the schedule. And competitive sports are now back in England. Greyhound Racing and the first of three sports to resume after a 75-day shutdown because of the outbreak. Horse racing and snooker will also take place. All three sports will restart without spectators and must follow government-approved protocols. Horse racing was the last live sport to shut down in the pandemic. That was back on the way on March 17th. When we return on the update this Monday from Midland Beach in the Midland Beach section, we'll address the and then we'll talk the latest national news, including out overseas. Russian President Vladimir Putin says a nationwide vote on constitutional amendments that could allow him to further extend his rule will be held on July 1. We'll address that on the update with Randy Julian of the podcast exclusive on the WKRP Mixcloud channel. I'll return to just a moment.
Keep it tuned in to WKRP. The update returns in a moment.
Okay, men, this is your time. Maybe you didn't choose this, but you're here now. You're going to go out there and be an all-star caregiver. It's up to you. So what are you going to do? You're going to go grocery shopping, cook, clean, be there emotionally and physically. You got to dig deeper. Drive them to physical therapy, doctor's appointments. Don't you forget about the pharmacy. I know you won't, because that's what caregivers do. Don't give up. Don't ever give up. This is your time to show the world, your family, and yourself that you're tougher than tough. Now go out there and be the best caregiver this world has ever seen. Caregiving is tougher than tough. Find the care guides you need at aarp.org/caregiving. A public service announcement brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
From New York City, doing business in the same location since 1904, this is The Update with Brandon Julian on 90.3 WKRB.
Welcome back to The Update with Brandon Julian, OTR, podcast exclusive, also on the WKRB Mixcloud channel. Today's road stop, Midland Beach, in the Midland Beach section of Staten Island. We were out here yesterday for a Sunday edition of the show. It is a new month, and for many people, it is Pride Month, if you celebrate that. I know my wife religiously celebrates Pride Month, and I know she was very disappointed to hear that Pride was not an actual parade this year. It was over in the virtual parade. But that doesn't mean we can't go out. I mean, you can get Pride stuff and the stores that have the different colors of the Pride flag. Celebrate Pride that way. Like every day for the month of June, I'm wearing for my previews on Instagram and such, I'm wearing a Pride pin, and I also have a Pride wristband that I managed to get from one of the stores before they all closed. But Pride to all that celebrate it, and I know my wife and I will be celebrating Pride throughout the month of June as well. But anyway, let's talk about what happened on this day in history for this June 1st. The highlight of the day came in 1939 when Little Nova defeated Max Baer at Yankee Stadium in the first U.S. televised heavyweight prize fight. In 1813, the mortally wounded commander of the USS Chesapeake, Captain James Lawrence, gave the order, "Don't give up the ship," during a losing battle with the British frigate HMS Shannon in the War of 1812. In 1916, Louis Brandeis took his seat as an associate justice of the U.S. Supreme Court, the first Jewish American to serve on the nation's highest bench. In 1926, actress Marilyn Monroe was born Norma Jean Mortensen in Los Angeles. In 1939, the British submarine HMS Phyllis sank during a trial dive off North Wales with a loss of 9 lives. Mexico officially abolished the siesta. In 1943, a civilian flight from Portugal to England was shot down by Germany during World War II, killing all 17 people on board, including actor Leslie Howard. In 1958, Charles de Gaulle became Premier of France, marking the beginning of the end of the Fourth Republic. In 1967, the Beatles album Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band was released, as was David Bowie's debut album, eponymously titled David Bowie. In 1980, CNN made its debut. In 2003, leaders of the world's seven wealthiest nations and Russia pledged billions of dollars to fight AIDS and hunger on the opening day of their summit in Yvon, France. In 2008, fashion designer Yves Saint Laurent died in Paris at the age of 71. In 2009, General Motors filed for Chapter 11, becoming the largest U.S. industrial company to enter bankruptcy protection. In 2017, President Trump declared he would climate agreement. The U.S. remains part of the agreement until November. Excuse me, dry throat. Let me try that again. In 2017, President Trump declared he would pull the U.S. from the landmark Paris Climate Agreement. The U.S. remains a part of the agreement until November of this year. When we return on the update this Monday from Midland Beach in the Midland Beach section, we will address the latest national news, including how the Supreme Court is declining to revive a lawsuit by supporters of Bernie Sanders, who sued the Democratic National Committee back in 2016 over claims officials had properly tipped the scale for Hillary Clinton during the nominating process. And while I get some water, we'll be right back with the update with Brandon Julian. OTR podcast exclusive, also on the WKRB Mixcloud channel. In just a moment.
News for New Yorkers who never stop moving. You're listening to the update with Brandon Julian on 90.3 WKRB.
Pass it on.
Now's the time to stay apart. Social distancing. But I'm adding something else. Pull together. What's pulling together while we're staying apart? It's calling family to check in on them. It's waving to your neighbor. It's the things we should have been doing all along. And when this tragedy passes and we're able to come together, we'll be stronger than ever because we've already pulled together. Stay apart. Pull together.
Pass it on.
From PassItOn.com. Have you noticed lately how empty everything is? Empty streets, empty stores, empty schools. But I'm trying to change these empty times by being full of gratitude. Gratitude means saying thanks to the garbage collector, the medical providers, and all those who are helping every day. Things may appear empty around us, but when we're filled with gratitude, nothing is completely empty inside us. Gratitude is in you. From PassItOn.com.
Listen to us on Mixcloud to learn more about the stories that matter to you. And did you miss out on any episode of The Update? Listen to us anytime at mixcloud.com/the WKRB update.
Welcome back to The Update, Brandon Julian, OTR. Podcast exclusive also on the WKRB Mixcloud channel. Today's road stop, Midland Beach in the Midland Beach beach section. We were out here yesterday. We're still seeing people enjoy the water, walk on the sand, wading. No swimming, though. Always have to remember the no swimming. Let's address the latest national news on this Monday. Let's begin out in Minneapolis and talk more George Floyd. His family are set to report his results today of their own autopsy into his death. Floyd, a black man who was in handcuffs at the time, died a week ago after a white Minneapolis officer held his knee on Floyd's neck for several minutes, ignoring bystander shouts to get off him, and Floyd cries that he couldn't breathe. His death, captured on citizen video, sparked days of protests in Minneapolis that have spread to cities around America. Prosecutors say the preliminary results of an official autopsy last week said the combined effects of being restrained, potential intoxicants in Floyd's system, and his underlying health issues, including heart disease, likely contributed to his death. Overseas in Moscow, constitutional amendments that could allow him to further extend his rule will be held on July 1st. Speaking during a televised meeting today with officials, Putin said the pace of Russia's outbreak has slowed down, allowing election officials to safely hold the vote. If approved, the constitutional amendments would allow him to stay in power until 2036 if he chooses. The vote was postponed from April due to the pandemic. After leaked DNC emails suggested Democratic Party officials had favored Clinton over the Vermont senator during the primaries. And finally, we'll go back overseas to London, because Britain has moved to further ease the lockdown restrictions, despite warnings from some health officials that the risk of spreading COVID-19 is still too great. Some schools are reopening in England today, and social restrictions now allow people over limited contact with family and friends as long as it's done outdoors and with social distancing. Restrictions on civil societies, as most vulnerable, have also been eased as the government moves towards some normalcy. But Netherlands has later warned that restrictions may have to be put back if people flouted the rules. Police in Scotland had to disperse 796 workers on Saturday alone. Essayist, born in 1778 and died in 1830. The thought for today is, when a thing ceases to be a subject of controversy, it ceases to be a subject of interest. I'll let you guys ponder on that, as we say in the words of Walter Cronkite, that is the way it is. Monday, June 1st, 2020. That is the update on this Monday from Midland Beach in the Midland Beach section of Staten Island. I'm Brandon Julian. We appreciate you joining us. And in the words of Roger Grimsby and Bill Butel, hoping that your news is good news, I thank you very much for joining me. Good luck. Be safe. Be well. We're out at the southern end of the island, out at Tottenville Shore Park tomorrow to continue our Staten Island series. And I hope you can join us.